When we all fall asleep, where do we go is a complex question with a even simpler answer. We go to the Pizza Hut in town. You know the one I'm thinking of, right? It's just right there in the center. Well, you should. It's the place where your nightmares come from.
Good evening, listeners, or perhaps you prefer the negativity of the world. If so, then bad evening, listeners, a very bad evening I wish upon you. I'm your host, Via, or I'm one of your hosts. Sky isn't here, and that seems to be because I'm not here either. I am somewhere very far away from our radio station. I know this because our radio station has 360-degree view of the town and is made of glass. It kind of looks like what the people in the olden days called a burger. At least I think that's the word. I will need to ask Marjorie and Sharon when I get back, but the radio station is currently not where I am now, dear listeners. No, I'm in a booth of some sort. A booth at the door of all things? A door with a window? Oh no. Oh no, listeners. I don't think we're in Wyoming. As you all know, only the Hedelwins have doors, so wherever I am must be extremely wealthy. Back home in Wyoming, all us common people have is holes in the ground, which you can pay the witches to put protection spells and charms on. But I can see a sign from where I sit. I'm apparently in Caramel? Yeah, I think I'm in Caramel.
You're taking too long in there. I need to record.
Dear listeners, I think I'm possibly about to be saved by Marjorie. Marjorie, I'm in here.
What?
Listeners, I think I may have slipped into an interdimensional void. For Marjorie's calling me, but she's standing right behind me.
My name's not Marjorie, it's Sarah. I'm not sure who in the world you're talking about, but I'm going to another booth.
Weird. Well, this is especially strange indeed, friends. I'm going to have to answer the phone now. Hello, Marjorie. This is Via.
Hello? Can you hear me? I'm not really 100% sure on the rules of interdimensional phone calls.
Yes, I can hear just fine, Marjorie.
Wow! Amazing! Totally wicked! Now, do you know where you are?
I think I'm in some place called Caramel. Or maybe it's Carmel. I don't know. It looks like a school of some sort. What? What's wrong with Dimension 3429?
It's so boring! All the people there are the same, and all of them have too many problems. Wyoming is much, much more fun. I particularly enjoy stealing old man Gary's rake and watching him get confused.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it's not that bad. Wait. Did you say you steal old man Gary's rake? That's you?
Hey, I have.
Is my Sky okay and in the studio? Hello? Hello? Marjorie? Sharon? Anybody? Well, listeners, it seems I'm alone in a different dimension again. Well, I feel like this would be a good time for traffic. In traffic today, I saw a teenage boy walking in the hallway. He's wearing a brown top hat and a gray shirt with a strange holster on a belt. This town is very strange indeed. It's illegal to have holsters in Wyoming. All weapons need to be kept in your hat. There seems to be a lot of students in the hallway for what I assume to be a class period going on. In fact, there seems to be a lot of students in the first place. And now, a letter from a dear friend, Miss Elanis.
I know about that dream you had last night. You know the one I'm talking about, don't you?
You know, the one you have between 12:28, 46 a.m. and 2:54, 13 a.m.? I won't say it out loud because that's cruel to share something really dark like that. But I'm on to you. Oh, I'm on to you.
Thank you for those kind words, Miss Lanis. I'm sure they were deeply appreciated by our listeners, as always. In news this week, the Witches of Wyoming, where I'm currently am not, were selling protection spells for pet ravens. Not phoenixes, or pterodactyls, or blue jays, just ravens. If you have not met the witches, you are clearly living under a rock. I mean, the witches start with Starshine, the eldest. She has dark blue skin with silvery spots, kind of like freckles, and purple hair. No, we don't really know what's up with that, nor do we care enough to ask. Then there's Phoebe, a peroxide blonde. You know, the kind that only comes in a bottle. And she has black roots, yet somehow that's her natural hair. And the youngest is Olive. She's super tall with golden eyes and red hair, the same shade and heat as fire. The closer you get to her, the hotter you'll get. They are the 14 times great-grandchildren of Marjorie and Sharon, who I hope will be able to come and rescue me soon. By the way, the Wyoming Witch Potions are now on sale, so you better get them before it's too late. Speaking of Sharon and Marjorie, that's them right now. Yes? Hello, Marjorie. It's Fia. Have you figured it out yet?
Yes, Fia. We have it all figured out. Are you currently broadcasting?
Yes, Marjorie. I have been broadcasting since before you called me the first time.
Oh, okay. Well then, change of plans.
What do you mean, change of plans?
Well, I was going to get you now, but you can't just leave in the middle of a broadcast.
So what you're telling me is that you won't bring me back until I finish the news broadcast?
Precisely. Just continue on and do the weather, and I'll see you soon. Oh, would you look at that? Sharon needs me, so we will see you when our brownies are out of the oven. I mean, when your broadcast is done. Bye-bye now.
Wait, no, Marjorie. Well, I guess it's time for the weather. I currently cannot tell what the outside weather conditions are, as I am trapped in this room slash booth. But boy, is it cold in here. I mean, really, who keeps their thermostat below 71.2 degrees Celsius? Gosh, what heathens these Carmelites are. If I'm being honest, listeners, I have to say I'm really missing everyone. Of course I'm missing Sky, but I'm also missing Old Man Gary, Marjorie, Sharon, Dan the man, and Eric. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I also miss Carl the intern. I really just want to go home. In the city calendar this week, Monday has decided it's not going to exist and does not want to be questioned about it. Tuesday's the day you'll see your worst nightmares, so make sure to take the day off so you can deal with those all day. Wednesday, listeners, a large hole of blue and purple light is tearing a rift in space above my desk.
What's What in Wyoming is the production of Skylar Graves and Via Sargent for 91.3 WHJE and the Greyhound Media Network. This episode was written and produced by Skylar Graves and Via Sargent. The voice of Sharon was Ella Carlson. More shows like this can be found on WHJE.com. Questions, comments, concerns? DM us at What's What in Wyoming on Instagram. Today's proverb is, leave it to Batman.